Kia ora, ko Tū Whenua Roa ngā Tanahira Tuku Ingoa. This is your Wātea News. Defence Minister Penny Henare says getting the first group of evacuees from Afghanistan is a major step. The group arrived back yesterday via the United Emirates and Australia, and they are now in managed isolation and quarantine. Mr Henare says during the turmoil around the fall of Kabul, the Defence Force found more New Zealanders and others eligible to come than expected.
We have a list of New Zealand citizens, Afghan nationals and others who have worked with the Defence Force and other agencies from Aotearoa, and we worked from that list. So what you'll see who have arrived in the first wave are a combination of all of those people.
Penny Henare says more Afghans who, having worked alongside the Defence Force, police and aid missions or helped with the Operation Burnham inquiry will be brought over once their visas have been issued. National Party Deputy Leader Shane Retty says he's going into today's Health Select Committee with some tough questions. Dr. Retty says since the government isn't reinstating the Pandemic Response Committee, which sat during last year's first lockdown, he's gone out to experts like Urutā's Rawiri Jansen, GP groups and medical specialists to get partai to put to COVID Response Minister Chris Hipkins and Director General of Health Ashley Bloomfield. They're all keen to get more data.
We don't have clear data on the number of Māori and non-Māori who have been tested. So testing data, are we actually failing right at the testing stage, let alone those who are contracting coronavirus? So we'll be pushing hard. I'll be pushing hard for more data for Māori and Pacifica, and then actually turning that data into actionable somethings.
Dr. Reti says based on the limited information it has, National agrees with the lockdown, but he says the government had limited choices because of its low vaccination rate. There's a call for the Māori vaccination effort to get down to street level. Māori Pandemic Response Group Te Rōpū Whakakaupapa Urutā wants the Ministry of Health to give priority to under-vaccinated Māori and Pacific populations. Co-chair Dr. Rawiri McCree Jansen says finding cases in the current cluster linked to South Auckland locations, including a Pacific Island church, is of huge concern and shows the need to bend the vaccine strategy. The current focus on large centres and online booking systems isn't reaching many vulnerable communities.
Let's do block parties. Let's get it up and running and do some vaccinations in that street and really make it nice, enjoyable, pleasant and with lots of information, because we won't be able to do everybody, but we can give everybody some information and say the nearest place for you to get your vaccine is here. Let me help you with your booking. This is how you do a booking. You know what? You could rock on up at such and such a place. That kind of approach, I think, going street corner by street corner is going to be part of our solution.
Dr. Rawiri Jansen, and that is your Wātea News.